Well, good evening, everyone. It's good to be with you this evening. I'm going to ask that you give me a small indulgence, because not much good has happened in 2020 for most of us. And 2020 had lots of things to not get excited about, not to cheer you. But actually, for me, 2020 was a great year, because unbeknownst to me, I became a granddad. And I know you all think I'm way too young to be a granddad, and I never thought this would be something I would look forward to, or I would kind of be one of these doting grandparents or anything like that, because that just wasn't me. And then suddenly it happened, and my granddaughter arrived in 2020. And you know what? It suddenly just kind of changed my experience of this year. And it was just wonderful. She's called Arielle, and it was just amazing to be a grandparent, even though I'm too young, and to be interacting with my granddaughter. And when she was about 4 and a half, so just over a couple of weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, my granddaughter started to say, "I love you." Now, I know you're all sitting there going, "We don't believe you," okay? And deluded grandfather kind of syndrome. And so I thought what I would do is I would give you a video of my granddaughter saying, "I love you." Now just so you'll fall into two categories here. The romantics will see it, and the cynics won't. But I'm just going to share this video with you. Can we run the video?
"I love you. I love you."
Let's run
love
it again.
You. "I love you."
Okay, now that's my granddaughter saying, "I love you." I don't care what you say, okay? So after I saw this video, it became very important for my granddaughter to say, "I love you" to me first, okay? And just because if you're a grandparent, you'll understand this. And one evening, my granddaughter came around, and I sat there, and I said, "I love you." And she said, "I love you back." Okay, and I just want to, this experience of your granddaughter saying, "I love you" for the first time, I will never forget that moment in my entire life. And you know, here's the thing. You might have had a terrible day at work. Your boss might have been dreadful to you. You might have just heard another round of lockdown being announced. You may have fought with your spouse or your friend, or you may have received horrific emails. Or, you know, and then you walk into this room, and a little 4 and a half month old baby turns around and says, "I love you." And you know what? Suddenly a sense of perspective comes, everything melts away. And the most important thing in that moment is that interaction, that encounter of love. Now, I know you're going to tell me cynically she doesn't know what she's saying, but as far as I'm concerned, she does. You see, it's that moment of encountering love. And that's what Christmas is about. You see, Christmas is about an encounter with the love of God. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he sent his son." What John is saying is Christmas is about the love of God. And it's about an encounter with the love of God. You see, it's not that Jesus came 2,000 years ago and was born in Bethlehem in a stable. It's that God so loved you that he sent Jesus. And Christmas is about like that moment with me and my granddaughter. It's that moment where you look and you suddenly understand God saying in Christ, "I love you." You know, not them, not somebody else, but you. And you encounter God's love. See, if you don't understand this, if you don't encounter that love, you don't understand what Christmas is about. You can enjoy the mince pies and the presents and the Santas, but only when you understand that love of God, that God so loved the world, that we celebrate Christmas. And I can tell you something else about that love. You see, when you encounter that love, it is a transforming love. See, when my granddaughter said, "I love you," It transformed me. You know, not only did it bring a sense of perspective, but it wanted me to be, it wanted me to be a better person, a better grandfather. Suddenly, the encounter of that love makes you sense, I want to be deserving of that love, even though it's an unconditional love. But I still want to change and be transformed in relation to that love. And so Christmas is not only about an encounter with God's love, but it's knowing the transformation of love. You see, many of us have become hard-hearted. You know, I suddenly realized that maybe I'd got a little bit hard-hearted in life, and then suddenly you have the granddaughter and it reawakens your heart. You get a soft heart again. And many of us have become hard-hearted. Maybe we've become hard-hearted because of the cruel things that have happened over this year. But if you encounter God's love and you encounter the true love that is at the center of Christmas, it becomes a transforming experience, a love that allows us to be what we are meant to be. I invite you this Christmas to know the love of God, to get the perspective that it brings, and experience the transformation of these words, "For God so loved the world that he sent his Son so that you could know God's love."